Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Thursday, 18th of May, and we will be putting the spotlight on Wall Street action overnight and key data points to look forward to, Vedant Fashion's promoter stake sale, what to expect from State Bank of India's Q4 numbers, why HDFC Bank should be on your radar today, and in Voice of the Day segment, we have Hemant Sood of FinDoc, who talks about the volatility index and how it is affecting volumes in the market. Let's get started. Major Wall Street indices ended Wednesday's regular trading session higher. The Dow gained more than 400 points, the S&P 500 rose 1.19%, and the Nasdaq Composite advanced 1.28%. Regional bank shares also contributed to Wednesday's rally. The S&P Regional Bank ETF jumped more than 7%, while Western Alliance surged more than 10%. Investor sentiment improved after Washington leaders indicated that they are moving forward on debt ceiling talks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said that he does not believe that the US will default on its debt. President Joe Biden also stated later that he was confident lawmakers would come together to reach a deal and avoid a default. Apart from the three major indices, the Russell 2000, which is the small cap benchmark, also surged 2.21% to close above its 50-day moving average. This was for the first time since 8th of March. The smaller firms that make up the 2000 stock index are specially sensitive to the economic cycle. The 50-day moving average is important for chart technicians. A close above the 50-day level indicates a positive trend for the index is unfolding. Going ahead, Wall Street will be looking forward to retail giant Walmart's earnings report, weekly jobless claims numbers, and Philadelphia Fed's manufacturing survey numbers. Vedant Fashions, the parent company of ethnic brand Manyavar, will be in focus today. Its promoter entity, the Ravi Modi Family Trust, plans to sell up to 9.88% stake through an offer for sale or OFS. The base offer is of 1.69 crore shares, representing 7% of the company's entire shareholding. There will also be an oversubscription option to offload an additional 69 lakh shares, representing 2.8% of the company's share capital. If the oversubscription option is exercised, the promoter will sell more than 2.39 crore shares, making for 9.88% stake in the company. Promoter and promoter group stake in Vedant Fashions currently stands at 84%. Public shareholding is a little over 15%. According to market regulator SEBI, minimum public shareholding has to be 25%. That's why the promoters of Vedant Fashions are divesting their stake. The floor price of the offer has been set at 1161 rupees, which is a discount of 6.9% from yesterday's closing price. The offer for sale will open for non-retail investors today and for retail investors tomorrow. The question is, should retail investors buy shares in this OFS? As per Bloomberg, Vedant Fashions has 7 buy calls, no hold calls, and only 1 sell call on it. The company's return ratios are healthy, above 20%, and Q4 results were also good, with net profit rising 22% year-on-year. The OFS discount from market price does provide an opportunity to buy the stock, but the stock has not done much in the past 6 months. It is down 5%. Moreover, the stock is trading at 70 times its 12-month trailing earnings, and the company operates in a highly competitive environment. Manish Malhotra, Sabyasachi cater to the higher-end customers, while several shops in Delhi's Sarojini Nagar cater to the other section. So investors need to exercise caution before taking a call. India's largest public sector bank, State Bank of India or SBI, is expected to announce financial results for the fourth quarter today. According to a poll conducted by Money Control, the bank's net profit is set to rise 66% year-on-year to 15,100 crore rupees. The net interest income or NII is projected to grow by 26% to 39,352 crore. The bank's NII growth is expected to remain healthy, and there are indications that the bottom line performance may reach a record high level on a quarterly basis. Lower slippages and better recoveries are likely to aid the improvement in asset quality of the bank. SBI has been bringing down bad loans on its books consistently over the past 4 to 5 years. analysts predict further reduction in gross and net performing assets as well. Credit growth is expected to come in at 15% and pre-provisioning operating profit or the PPOP might come in 25% higher at 24,600 crore rupees. Meanwhile, net interest margins are expected to see a 5 to 7 basis points of uptick. From a stock perspective, SBI has been the preferred choice for many brokerages in the public sector space. At a price to book value of 1.1 times, it is cheaper than large private banks like ICICI Bank, Axis Bank and Kotak Bank. The stock has rallied 28% in the past 1 year, outperforming the Nifty's gain of 11%. As per Bloomberg, it has 47 buy calls on it, 1 hold call and 0 sell calls. Moving on from SBI to HDFC Bank, the Reserve Bank of India has granted permission to SBI Funds Management to acquire up to 9.9% stake in HDFC Bank. That's why the stock will be in focus today. The RBI has recommended that SBI Funds should make this purchase within the next 6 months and its overall stake in the bank should not exceed 10% of the bank's total share capital. The move comes ahead of the completion of HDFC Bank and HDFC merger by July. Following the completion of the merger, HDFC Bank will be entirely owned by public shareholders. Currently, SBI Mutual Fund holds 5% stake in HDFC Bank, and since RBI acts as a regulator of bank-sponsored mutual funds, SBI MF needed RBI's permission to increase its stake above 5%. This is not happening for the first time though. Earlier, RBI had granted similar permission to SBI Funds for ICICI Bank and Equitas Bank. In both the cases, SBI Mutual Funds shareholding is below 9.9%, which means SBI MF may or may not exercise the option right away. All that aside, this development comes as a good news for the HDFC Bank stock that had seen a sharp correction few days back on MSCI changes. This could also lead to an uptick in Bank Nifty on today's expiry day. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Hemant Sood of FinDoc who talks about declining volumes in the derivatives market and why he thinks the trend is temporary. Let's listen in.
The derivatives and equity volumes have gone down in NSE especially. It is primarily because of a volatility index which is around 12 these days. So the volatility is very low. So that's why the volume has gone down. And there are other issues also. There is a less interest of the people, retail, public. And the FDR rate of interest has gone up. It is close to north of 8 from various banks. So people are parking their fund in sovereign bonds and FDRs instead of the equity market, because equity market, particularly India, has been underperforming as per the world MSCI India index is down 3% in 2023. Just if I talk about some numbers, the index feature from March to April is down. Index feature turnover is down from 8,74,004 crores to 4,87,000 crores. And similarly, stock future turnover is also down from 14,28,000 crore to 12,69,000 crore. Even index option turnover is also down by 20-25% from 12,79,000 crore to 8,47,000 crores. So that's also down. But I think this trend is temporary, and this the turnover is also down to recent changes in the rule imposed by stock exchanges and the market regulator. So people and the intermediaries are taking time to adjust to new rules. So that is also the reason of the turnover being low. But I believe this trend is temporary and things will change better half of 2023. And I believe in the India resilience in Indian markets. So I believe 24-25 will be a good year for Indian markets.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.